My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I said, hey, what is this? Maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name? Maybe we can see things the same. Now don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move before they raise the parking rate.
Version of that.
Who is it?
Yeah, is that a cover?
No.
Doesn't
by
sound
free.
Like doesn't sound like Free.
That is in fact Free. Huh. I typed in Free All Right into the Spotify search bar and that Weird. Is what popped up.
I hate to do this to you, Shine, but if Greg knows anything, he knows Free.
That's true.
Curtis, great to have you back. Not really.
L-O-L.
This is Bill from Newton. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. And, Courtney, listen, I just wanted to let you know that me and my friends, we love this show, and we would go to the wall for you, and we do. And whenever somebody calls in and busts your balls and goes after you, we say, no way, you're never going after Courtney.
Uh-huh.
But then you went after Shime and fantasy football this morning.
Yeah.
You went after people like me who spend their money and spend their time on fantasy football. And I got to draw the line there, my dear. And I'm just wondering, what should I do with my time? Should I take 25 flex days every summer and go to the Hamptons and pretend I have money when it's mommy and daddy flipping the bill? Should I post pictures of my misbehaving dog on Instagram all day long that's biting people and attacking people?
Never biting. Never biting, Bill. Please.
What should
please.
I do with my time
that's
if
slander.
I'm not allowed to do fantasy football?
Bill, I enjoy
on,
that
babe.
You and your friends like to do fantasy football, and I was just voicing my opinion as those who voice theirs about my time, you know, following Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. You know, it's just my feelings toward it. I think that people spend too much time preparing. Nope. I'm not backing down, Chime. I know you wish I would. I'm not. I'm feisty today, too. Bill.
Shots fired at all the fantasy football dudes out there.
It seems like someone is jealous that I'm going to the Hamptons to my friend's house that I don't pay for. So, just to be clear.
Yep. Well, you must be interested in the news today about, since you brought him up, or Bill did, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce apparently will not propose until there is a prenup in place.
Love it.
This is like
love it.
So he wants the prenup.
That's what he's
this
saying.
Is like obscure Seinfeld reference when he was trying to get out of his engagement with his fiance. Like, ask her for a prenup. She looked at him and started laughing like, I make more money than you.
No, that is Travis saying, I don't want anyone like Jermaine Wiggins to think that I'm marrying this woman for anything else than being absolutely in love with her.
I mean, my takeaway was that the that it was the other way around, that he didn't, it was more on Taylor Swift's side that he would do this for her, but it seems like an odd story to leak. Mm. It feels like the beginning of a potential easy exit strategy.
That's exactly what George Costanza was trying to do. Easy exit. I told you they won't be together by next summer. Where's our bet?
Yeah, $500 bucks.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for you to pay me that.
Oh, I'm about to get my
money. I'll take it in cash.
If this is out, no, you're going to have to pay me, and I want mine in all quarters.
They are apparently discussing what a prenup might look like.
He wants out.
They're already engaged, I think.
Stop it.
They are.
He wants out.
She's been hinting at it during her shows.
So why would Travis Kelce ask arguably the most recognizable singer who's worth billions of dollars and walk up and go, hey, I want a prenup?
I just told you why.
Why?
He doesn't want people like you to say, oh, he needs to get her pregnant immediately. He needs to marry her so that he can get that bag.
No, he wants out.
I think the introduction of any side of a prenup makes it appear like it's not love as the first priority.
Bingo. Yeah.
No.
He's looking for his quickie. He's looking how, you know how they have those.
Divorce is such a real thing. Aren't prenups just a clean and easy way to make sure that when, if divorce does happen, it's just a.
Try bringing that up with Lauren. See how that goes.
But, good point.
Yeah, she has more money than me. Prenup. That's fine.
Oh, so you would sign, she probably wants you to sign a prenup. You'd be okay with that?
I don't care.
I would sign one.
I don't care.
Stop lying. Courtney, you cap
it. I would.
Stop it.
That is the easiest thing to say after you're married.
No. Between Bill saying I'm spending my parents' money and you saying I make my own money.
You do.
So I could
be. You just got yourself a new lucrative long-term deal here.
Indeed I did.
Well earned.
Yeah, but it's not about the money.
But people are trying to paint it out like I'm this hopeless little girl who Santo foots the bill for everything. Right. I make my own money. I'm an independent woman. Yeah. I pay rent.
Right.
I pay.
Yes. I'm not saying that.
So I'm sorry everybody's jealous that Santo and I both work hard and make money, but I'm not spending my parents' money, Bill and Newton.
I'm not saying that it's about the money.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that it's about the fact of the even bring up to say, hey, we need a prenup. Like, the fact of you even
You're supposed to say, holla, holla, we need prenup. We want prenup.
Rejoin.
You know, if Santo said to you,
yep,
before, when you guys were dating, and you do make your own money, and you are independent. But if he had said to you, I want you to sign a prenup,
yep,
you'd be cool with that?
Yes.
What if Santo did an interview with Barrett Sports Media and said, I'll propose once she signs a prenup?
Right.
I mean, like, this is the time where you're supposed to not be worried about that stuff.
Yeah, right. But if you're both millionaires, then obviously a prenup is on the table. Like, anybody that thinks otherwise.
If I were Travis Kelce, I would sign a prenup with just one thing. I don't get anything of Taylor's except half the money she gets from her diss track about me when we inevitably get divorced.
That would actually be very good.
Thank you.
Especially Curtis.
In this economy?
Right. Right.
And if you're Travis, You would think Taylor would be saying to Travis, hey, can you sign a prenup? Because, you know, she makes way more than him. And if there is an issue, she wants to protect herself. But
do you think most people, we have to get to They Said It, so we can discuss this later. But do you think most people, when that topic comes up, they are they're okay with it or they're offended by it?
I think they're offended by it. That's what I'm saying is that, like, if you ask somebody, that's like, I think that most people would be, they're offended by the fact.
Like, wait a second, don't you love me?
Right.
What's the money got to do with
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Right. We'll get to it later. Okay. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What's first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, you teased it already once this morning. Asante Samuel has kind of given away where he believes Bill Belichick will make his return to the NFL. It's actually one of the spots Chris Curtis has said he believes Bill may come back as well. Here was Asante Samuel.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He loves his players. He treats them right. But something's going on this year. And I think that leads to next year to say Bill Belichick will be the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. And it's ultimately comes down to Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones wants to win a bowl. For him to get that bowl, his options are running out. And that last option for him to make this thing come to light is Bill Belichick.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I love it, but if Jerry Jones wanted to win a bowl, he wouldn't rank dead last in cash spending.
Fair point.
I mean, he is right, though, that, I mean, Dak Prescott has been pretty vocal in his displeasure with Jerry Jones a little bit, which I don't know. I mean, I guess that's happened, but it doesn't happen a lot when it comes to those that are playing for Jerry Jones on the Cowboys. I mean, I don't know. I think Bill is more likely to end up with the Eagles than he is with the Cowboys. Or maybe even, you know, we've been talking a lot about the Jets lately. Like, maybe it's the Jets.
I think all the places that when you look at, like, Dallas is a real place that I believe he can land there. All the places that where he can go in there and basically say, okay, I have an established quarterback.
I can win quick.
I can
beat Shula's record and be a playoff team.
If you look at Dallas, Philadelphia, even the Jets and Buffalo, and all those coaches are kind of like on a hot seat, and you're the owners of those teams, why wouldn't you be knocking down Belichick's door?
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of the big topics we've had throughout the course of the Olympics and everything was why Jason Tatum wasn't playing. Well, Lou Williams on his podcast talked about or asked if there might be a conspiracy against Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Let's put our analyst hats on.
Okay.
How the hell you don't put Jason Tatum on the court?
I'm not rolling.
Whew, that's how you don't put Jason rolling, Tatum on the
that's,
court.
And y'all up 26 at one point.
At one point, yeah.
So, is there a conspiracy theory going on against Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, bro?
This is a good question right here. Yeah.
No, I really want to know because I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole concept of Jaylen Brown not being on that team. I'm trying to wrap my mind around the league trying to pit them against each other when they've never done that to two superstars.
They try to break them up for years.
For sure.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. And now you got JT not getting minutes. This is no disrespect to Derek White, but you're the third, fourth option on that team. The second option ain't even on the Olympic team.
No.
The first option not getting playing time, and you getting 17, 18 minutes.
And that's my thing. You can't say, okay, let me Durant minutes if we're playing positionless basketball.
Right.
You do 6'10".
Right, right.
Like, he could play anywhere.
Okay, so the conspiracy is that there are those that are trying to create discord between the two Jays. To break them up.
Right.
Because this team is so great with the two of them on it.
Right.
I might buy that.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of kind of people buying that. But I think it even goes a step further. And I'm with Lemon Pepper Lou all day long. When you start to say...
Merloni?
No, Lou Will. When you start to say you have a first-team All-NBA player, and the only American to be on first-team All-NBA player, and he is hugging the end of the bench like he's a Scribbins.
Yeah.
And he brought up Derek White, but not only Derek White playing, you know, 15, 16 minutes a game, but Drew Holiday,
yeah,
who's probably the third option on the Celtics team. And that's just, there's something ain't right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Something stinks in the water.
What's next, Shy?
Well, Greg, as Courtney has said many times, we've discussed a little bit on the program as well, Matthew Judon, no longer a New England Patriot, has been dealt to the Atlanta Falcons. Here is what Rap Sheet said when Judon got traded.
At long last, the Atlanta Falcons get a big-time pass rusher they have coveted for, I would say, more than a year, going back to Montez Sweat. They certainly were in that deal. Hassan Reddick, they were in that deal. Didn't end up for a variety of reasons with either of those guys. And now get Matthew Judon, the former Pro Bowler, big-time sack master for the New England Patriots, who was embroiled in, I would say, several controversies in New England. There was the situation with Gerard Mayo on the sideline, eventually left practice. It was kind of overblown, but it was still a thing. Mostly, he wanted a new contract, set to make less than $7 million this year because money from this year was moved forward in his contract. The Patriots had extensive talks with Judon to try to get a deal done. In the end, they could not get a deal done for his contract. They did get a deal done to trade him to the Atlanta Falcons. It is a 2025 third rounder going to Atlanta. They had some injuries at that position. They shore up that, and the Patriots simply move on with an eye to the future.
Mm. Shy, I'm happy this morning that you got a third rounder. You were not expecting a third rounder for Matthew Judon.
No, I didn't think you'd be able to get something that high. I know reports earlier this week had come out that multiple teams had been interested in Judon. I thought maybe, okay, let's get a fifth, maybe a fourth round pick, and you end up getting a third. I think that's great value for a guy that is not in the future plans of the New England Patriots and wanted more money. That's an easy move for me.
And Atlanta loves it because he helps out that team. Look what they've been doing. Especially, you know, on the offensive side of the football. But Judon's a guy that can get after the quarterback. And you say what you want about him. You look at his production here. His first year, what, 15 and a half sacks, 12 and a half, and then he has four through four games. So if he can stay on the field, he can get after the quarterback.
I bet Foye is happy he doesn't have to fight him now.
Yeah, Foye's definitely happy about that when he don't have to, you know, throw hands with you.
And not to go back in time to a Devin McCourty conversation, but remember the 5 minutes on the broadcast they dedicated to how invested Judon was on this roster?
All right,
quick.
We will get to Courtney in today's news next. Science says that a new social media trend with those of you who are flying on an aeroplane may be the among the most dangerous ever. So before you get on a flight, listen to Courtney in the news next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.